在我们的生活当中啊，有很多的事情有它的期限。
In our lives, there are many things that come with deadlines.
学生要申请学校啊，一定会有那个啊期限。
When you're applying for school, the student will have a deadline.
啊，我们要买特价品，常常也有那个期限。
And when you're looking for deals, then there will probably be a deadline or a time when the deal will expire.
啊，有时候我们会错过了那一个日期。
And so sometimes we'll cross the deadline.
那所以呢，人家会跟你说太迟了。
And you'll be told that either your application's late or the deal's expired.
啊，我们也都曾经搭过飞机。
And many of us have been on airplanes.
啊，我们都宁愿早一点到机场去等飞机。
And when we do this, we always go to the airport early to wait for the plane.
啊，因为一般来讲，飞机不会等我们。
Because usually a plane won't wait for their passenger.
啊，或许我们有那个经验，到机场太迟了，飞机门关了，甚至已经飞了。
Or we may have even had the experience where we got to the airport too late and the plane has already shut its doors or even flew off.
哦，那种感觉非常的不好。
And of course, if you experience that, it's very distressing.
啊，因为你赶不上重要的事情。
Because you didn't make it in time for something you find important.
所以我们很不希望在生活当中有太多的这种太迟了。
And so in our life, we really hope not to have these times where we're late on a deadline.
那在信仰当中啊，这也是一个啊我们要互相提醒的一个话题。
And in our faith, this is actually a concept that we need to remind ourselves of.
啊，不要太迟了。
To not be too late.
好，我们先来看但以理书十二章。
So let us first turn to Daniel chapter 12.
但以理书十二章第四节。
Daniel chapter 12 verse 4.
第四节，但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时，必有多人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。
But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
在这里，神要丹尼里说，啊，你要把这个预言的书把它封密住。
So here, God tells Daniel to seal the book of prophecies.
啊，其实是丹尼里他很想要知道说，这个预言的意思是什么。
And actually, Daniel really wanted to learn the meaning of all the prophecies.
我们知道丹尼里他能够为人解梦。
And we know that Daniel is able of interpreting dreams.
哦，所以他曾经为巴比伦的王来解梦。
And he's done it before for the king of Babylon.
哦，那他知道整个历史的进展会怎样，整个历史的过程。
And he knows how history will progress.
哦，这个巴比伦帝国它即将会被灭掉。
The Babylon kingdom will become destroyed.
啊，会有另外一个帝国来取代它。
And another kingdom will come to replace it.
哦，这样的事情会继续发生。
And these events will continue to happen.
啊，但是丹尼里他不知道详细的情形。
But Daniel doesn't know the details of what will happen.
所以他很想知道。
And he wanted to know.
但是神对他讲，这个详细的事情要把它现在要封闭住。
But God told him that now we're going to seal up this information.
啊，要一直到这个啊时间快到的时候才会把它打开。
And only at the end time will we open this up again.
啊，那在什么时候要打开呢？
So when will this open up?
我们再请看启示录的二十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章第十节。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 10.
第十节，他又对我说：“不可封了这书上的预言，因为日期近了。”
And And he said to me, Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.
同样的，在这里神却对约翰讲，说不要把这个预言的书把它封闭住。
And so here God tells John, to not seal the prophecy of the book of prophecy.
为什么呢？因为日期近了。
And why is that? It's because the time is at hand.
所以在但以理的时代，这些先知他们想要知道，但是时间还没到。
So during the time where Daniel was around, all the prophets wanted to know, but they weren't allowed to know.
但是我们相信这些预言，它一定会实现。
But we believe these prophecies will definitely come to be.
那我们现在就是在这些预言一一要实现的时代。
And so right now is when we are. In the period when the prophecies should be fulfilled.
也就是我们常常互相提醒的，主耶稣再来的日子近了。
And so that's why often we remind each other that the return of Jesus is coming.
那所以呢，我们要努力的，更努力的来准备好。
And so we need to be more diligent in preparing ourselves.
我们请参考，请看。启示录二十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22.
二十二章第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节，看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
有时候我们想到末日来了，我们想到说啊，有一些灾难呐、啊，有一些这个让人害怕的事情。
Usually, when we think about the end times coming, we'll think about the destruction and disasters, and the fearful things that will come with it.
但是这一节却告诉我们说，有福了。
But this verse actually tells us that there will be blessings.
如果有准备好的，末日来到，这是一件有福气的事情。
So for those who have properly prepared themselves when the end days come, it's actually a fortunate thing.
什么叫做准备好？就是这里所说的遵守这个书上的预言。
So what does it mean to have prepared yourselves? It's as it says here, to keep the words of the prophecy.
那既然要遵守，所以呢，这个书必须要打开，必须要让人明白。
And because people will have needed to follow these words of the prophecy, this book must be open and available to everyone.
再请看十二节。
Let's look down at verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work.
这就是我们早上用这个经节来谈到我们要谨慎我们的脚步。
And this is the verse we looked at this morning about guiding or watching our footsteps.
那我们下午就来谈。不要太迟了，这件事情。
And this afternoon, we're going to in turn, discuss about not being too late.
我们如果家里有孩子正在申请大学。
If we have kids at home that are in the middle of applying for college.
这做父母亲的有时候会叮咛孩子说：“你把你的申请表寄出去了没有？”
Sometimes the parents will.Remind their kids and ask, "Have you submitted your application?"
因为我们怕孩子太忙了，结果太迟了，太晚寄出去这个申请表。
Because we fear that the kids or students might be too busy and may forget to submit.
所以当过了 deadline 你才要寄，那个叫做太迟了。
And if you don't turn it in until after the deadline, then it's too late.
所以我们要想想看，有一天我们会不会也落在这样的情况，太迟了。
And so we need to think, whether one day we will be in such a situation where we're too late.
我们请看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
十一节，不义的叫他人就不义，污秽的叫他人就污秽，为义的叫他人就为义，圣洁的叫他人就圣洁。
He who is unjust, let him be unjust still.He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still.
从这个经节呢，我们要想到三件事情。
So from this verse, we should consider three things.
都跟这个太迟了有关系。
And they all have to do with being too late.
第一个，对救恩的事情不要太迟了。
So first, don't be too late with regards to salvation.
这里提到说，不义的叫他人就不义。
So here it says that he who is unjust, let him be unjust still.
谁是不义的？
So who are unjust?
其实我们本来是在这个不义的这样的一个情况。
So actually, all of us were originally under this category of being unjust.
很多圣经的作者他们在观察这个人，观察这个人的生活。
And many who have observed the lives of people.
结果发现一个事实。
They have realized the truth.
就是没有一个义人。
And that there is no just person.
尤其在神的面前没有一个义人。
Especially before God, there is no one who is just.
启示录22:11第二句话说，污秽的叫他人就污秽。
Revelation chapter 22:11, in the second phrase it says, he who is filthy, let him be filthy still.
一般来讲我们都很看重卫生清洁。
You could say that in general, we care about our cleanliness and being healthy.
那事实上在人的生活里头呢，其实有很多的这种污秽 的事情。
But actually, within our lives, there are actually many filthy things that can come up.
不是指着人的卫生，而是指着人的行为、人的生活。
And this is with regard, not with regard to hygiene, but rather to the ways things are done and the way people live.
尤其在神的面前，人很多的行为、作为是污秽的。
Particularly, in comparison to God,many things that people do can be considered filthy.
其实人也很多人都努力的要做一个义人，做好人。
Of course, there are many people that try their best to be a good person, to be righteous.
但是事实上在神的面前都是污秽的。
But in reality, before God, it is all same as being filthy.
我们请看以赛亚书64:
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 64.
以赛亚书64:6
Isaiah chapter 64:6
以赛亚书64:6
Isaiah chapter 64:6
第六节，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away.
这里说我们都像叶子渐渐枯干。
Here it says that we are all like a leaf that fades.
这是一个事实，人都会老，人都会病，都会死。
And this is true, all people will grow old andbecome sick and eventually all pass away.
但是在这里所讲的呢，是人在神面前 的这个行为。
But here, it's actually describing in comparison to being before God.
其实人再怎么好，在神的面前只是像一件污秽的衣服。
So no matter how righteous or good a person is before God, they are just like a filthy rag.
这是我们人必须要去发现的。
And this is something that us human beings need to discover.
这是我们人必须要去承认的。
And it's something that we all must acknowledge.
我们很不喜欢别人说我们不好。
Most of us, we really don't like when others criticize us.
但是问题是我们不是在人面前，我们是要在神的面前。
But we need to remember that we need to be considering ourselves not before other people, but before God.
如果有人认为我们不好
，if a certain person considers us as not a good person，
好，我们希望我们能够改变那一个人对我们的看法。
We usually will want to change the way this other person considers us。
我们不希望这个人一直认为我们是不好的。
We don't hope that this other person will continue to think of us as a bad person。
对人我们都这样子，何况是对神？
So if we think like this towards other people, then how so should we think about God?
如果我们在神面前一直是不义的，是污秽的，那这是人生最大的一个悲哀。
If always we are considered unrighteous or bad before God, then that truly is a great
tragedy
in our life.
那也就是因为这样子，我们必须要强调神所给我们的救恩。
And it's because of this we need to emphasize the saving grace that God has given us.
是因为神的救恩，让我们在神的面前是义的。
Because it is His grace that allows us to become righteous before God.
啊，因为神的救恩，让我们能够在神的面前。不再是污秽，而是干净。
And it's because of God's grace that we can stand before Him and not be considered filthy and dirty.
我们请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神相合。
Therefore, having beenJustified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说因为神的恩典，所以我们跟神相合了。
It says that because of God's grace, we can have peace with God.
那也就是说，在神面前，我们不再是不义的人。
Which is to say that before God, we are no longer an unrighteous or unjust.
那在神的面前，我们不再是污秽的。
And that before God, we are no longer filthy.
那神是用什么恩典让我们达到这样的目标？
So what kind of grace does God have to let us become like this?
第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
那个方法就是靠着耶稣的血。
So the method is based on the blood of Jesus Christ.
那个方法就是靠着耶稣所给我们的福音受洗的这一个恩典。
And it relies on the gospel from Jesus and our baptism.
所以不要等到恩典的门已经关了。
So let's not wait until the doorway to grace has been shut already.
那到那个时候才想说，我应该来接受救恩。
And let's not wait till then when it's too late to receive the grace.
我们请再参考路加福音十三章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章二十三节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 23.
二十三节，有一个人问耶稣说：“主啊，得救的人少吗？”
Then one said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?"
这是有一个人的问题，也可能是很多人的问题。
This was someone's question to Jesus, and it can potentially be many people's question for him.
如果这是一间得救的教会
，If this is a saved church,
那为什么人不是那么的多？
Then how come there aren't that many people here?
得救的人真的很少吗？
Is it true that there are so few that are saved?
二十四节。
Verse 24.
耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。”
Verse 24. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
得救的人多不多？是的，这也是重要的一个事情。
Whether there will be many that are saved is an important thing.
但是更重要的是，那我有没有，我是不是在得救的 的人当中的一个。
But probably more important to each of us is whether you are among those that are saved.
哦，希望能够有更多的人得救，这个是好的，这是对的。
Wishing that more and more people can be saved is a very good thing.
哦，但是至少我们自己也要是得救的人当中的一个。
At the very least.We need to ourselves be among those that are saved.
哦，那主耶稣在这里是说要努力的进窄门。
And so Jesus Christ says here that we must strive to enter the narrow gate.
哦，这个得救总是好的事情，总是会有一些的困难跟阻挡。
And so this good thing to strive for has some difficulties and obstacles.
哦，不是神不喜欢人得救。
It's not that God doesn't want people to be saved.
常常问题是出在我们人自己。
But often the problems and obstacles arise within ourselves.
哦，我们给自己太多的困难。
We give ourselves too many difficulties.
哦，所以主耶稣说你要努力去克服你的困难。
And so Jesus says here to strive and deal with the obstacles that we each have.
有时候有些事情我们觉得我不明白，所以我没有办法接受。
Sometimes there are things where we feel we don't understand, so we can't accept it.
可能是我们自己所定义出来的问题。
It might be a issue that we formulated for ourselves.
我们给自己定了一个没有办法解答的问题。
We created a question that can't be answered.
那没有答案啊，所以呢，你就没有办法继续前进。
And since there's no answer, you're not able to continue to move forward.
哦，对很多人这不是问题。
For many other people, this might not be a question.
对我们却是问题。
But for ourselves, it's a question.
这是我们自己定出来的。
And this is a question that we formulated for ourselves.
等到有一天你说啊，这不是问题。
And until one day you suddenly realize.Oh, this is not a question.
好，那主耶稣说，想要进去，但是却是不能。
But so Jesus says here that, they will seek to enter and not be able to.
好，那二十五节主耶稣说，就好像是一个门，本来是开着，现在已经关了。
And in verse 25, Jesus says, it's like there's a door that was open but is shut now.
好，那门关了，就是太迟了。
Now that the door is shut, it's too late.
好，我就曾经已经到了 terminal， 飞机还没有回。
I myself had a moment where there was a time when I arrived at the terminal. The airplane hadn't left yet.
啊，但是服务人员说机门已经关了，马上要回了。
But the attendant at the desk told me that the door to the plane was closed already, and the plane's ready to leave.
我只是一个普通人，他们不会特别为我说飞机等一下开门让这个人进去。
I'm just another person, so they're not going to tell the plane to wait for me and open the door again.
啊，门已经关了，啊，我只要自己想办法。
The door was closed already, so I had to figure out my own way.
啊，我们再请看回启示录二十二章十一节。
So let's turn back to Revelations chapter 22, verse 11.
启示录二十二章十一节。
Revelations 22:11.
十一节，不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的叫他仍旧污秽，为义的叫他仍旧为义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still.He who is holy, let him be holy still.
从这一节看起来就是就这样子了，没有办法再改变了。
From this verse, it seems that what it is what it is. There's nothing that can be changed.
想要改变吗？对不起，太迟了。
You would like to change? Well, I'm sorry, it's too late.
对撒旦来讲，到那一天，对撒旦来讲也是太迟了。
So.For Satan himself, that day will also be a day when he will be told it's too late.
啊，这个下半句话说啊，那个为义的叫他仍旧为义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
The latter part of this, it says that he who is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he who is holy, let him be holy still.
今天借着主耶稣所给我们的救恩，我们被称义了。
Today, through the grace of Jesus Christ, we can be considered righteous.
因为主耶稣他在十字架上已经为我们来流血。
That is because Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, already on the cross shed his blood for us.
我们一个人必须在神的面前是义的。
And as a person, we must be righteous before God.
那主耶稣已经为我们来完成了这个方法。
And Jesus Christ already completed a method for us.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章二十一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
二十一节，神使那个没有罪的代替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
只有那个没有罪的，才可以代替我们这个有罪的。
So only the person who had no sin was able to.Take our place for us who have sin.
那只有一个没有罪的，就是主耶稣。
And there is only one without sin, which is Jesus Christ.
他代替了我们的罪，他代替我们受刑罚。
And so he took on our sin and took on took our place in
代替我们受刑罚。Punishment.
In receiving the punishment.
那达到一个目的，就是让我们成为义。
And by doing that, he achieved a purpose, which is to let us become righteous.
所以我们要继续的保持这样的一个状况。
And so we need to continue to preserve this situation.
那今天也因为主耶稣的救赎，让我们成为圣洁。
And today is because of Jesus Christ saving us that we can be righteous.
所以我们被称为叫做圣徒。
And we can be considered saints.
这是因为主耶稣的恩典。
This is because of the grace of Jesus Christ.
让我们能够站在神的面前。
That allows us to stand before God.
我们请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章二十二节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 22.
二十二节，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己的面前。
In the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight.
这个就是主耶稣所给我们的恩典。
This is the grace that Lord Jesus has given us.
活着的话，我们人哪里有办法在这个完全的神面前是圣洁的？
Otherwise, how can us humans be able to be considered righteous before the perfect God?
那撒旦的主要的工作啊，就是来让人没有办法到神的面前。
So Satan's main work is to try to prevent us humans from being holy before God.
已经让人没有办法来认识神。
To prevent us from knowing God.
那一个已经认识神的人。
And for someone that knows God already.
已经领受救恩的人。
And already received the grace from God.
撒旦要破坏我们的信仰。
For these people, Satan wants to ruin their faith.
但是当那一天来到。
But when that final day comes.
当主耶稣来了。
When Jesus Christ returns.
这撒旦要说太迟了。
Satan himself will have to realize that it's too late for him.
因为他没有办法再阻挡人。
Because he can't block the ways of any more people.
他没有办法再破坏人的信仰。
And he can no longer try to ruin people's faith.
哦，因为到那个时候，我们要永远的跟神在一起。
Because at that time, we will all forever be with God.
哦，撒旦永远没有办法再伤害我们、破坏我们。
And Satan will no longer be able to try to hurt us or corrupt us.
哦，那个叫做永恒。
And so that will be the eternity.
哦，有人讲说，那将来到天国。还会不会有撒旦的啊的这个试探
？And so some have asked, when you're in heaven, are there any temptations from Satan?
哦，将来到天国，我还会不会犯罪
？Will there be any sins?
哦，我们不用有这些烦恼。
We don't need to worry about these things.
啊，只要我们今天好好的守道理。
As long as we observe the hold on to the truth.Right now,
哦，到了耶稣再来的时候，撒旦一定会说太迟了。
Once Jesus returns, Satan will have to admit that it's too late.
好，我们请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24.
二十四节。在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交以父神。
Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power.
啊，在这里讲到那个最后，所有的这些都要被毁灭了。
Here it says that at the very end, all of these things will be put to an end.
哦，这些描述就是在指着撒旦。
And this refers to Satan.
哦，都要被毁灭了。
That it will be put to an end.
啊，二十五节。
Verse 25.
因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。
For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet.
哦，他二十五节另外的一种描写就是得胜。所以把它踩在脚下。
And another way to think of verse 25 is to consider that he is now victorious, and so the enemies are under his feet.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
啊，不再有死亡。
And so there no longer will be death.
啊，因为不再犯罪。
Because there is no more sin.
啊，因为不再有撒旦的工作。
And there no longer are any works from Satan.
哦，这个叫做真正美好的永恒。
And so this will be the considered the true wonderful eternity.
哦，所以我们要进入这个美好的永恒。
And so to enter this eternal rest.
哦，撒旦说太迟了。
And Satan will say it's too late.
那撒旦到哪里去呢
？And where will Satan go?
请看启示录二十章。
You can turn to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章第十节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 10.
第十节，那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受苦，直到永永远远。
The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are.And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
哦，这里说撒旦要在硫磺火湖里啊，直到永永远远。
It says here that Satan, the devil, will be in this lake of fire forever and ever.
好啊，请我们再看回启示录二十二章。
So let's turn back to chapter 22, Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章十二节。
Look at verse 12.
二十二节，看哪、啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work.
好，主耶稣再来的时候，我们是要领受奖赏，不是要受刑罚。
And so when Jesus returns, we are to receive reward, not to, receive any punishment.
哦，那所以我们今天要守道理。
And so today we need to follow the way.
啊，今天我们要啊要来啊服侍神。
We need to worship God.
今天我们要赶快的帮助更多的人来得救。
We need to serve God, and we need to help others to come be saved.
否则的话，到那个时候我们也会说太迟了，没有工作可以做了。
Otherwise, on that last day, you'll realize it's too late. There's no more work to be done.
我们已经没有办法说啊，我很爱谁，我还没有跟谁传福音。
We won't be able to say that we really love our friend and we want to preach to them.
太迟了。
It'll be too late.
门已经关了。
The door will have been shut.
我们会想说啊，我想要多得一点神给我的奖赏。
You may think that I want to receive a little more of this reward from God.
那我能不能再做一些什么来蒙神纪念？
Is there anything else I can do a little more of to be remembered by God?
太迟了，没有工作了。
But it'll be too late. There will be no work that can be done anymore.
我们请看传道书第九章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter
9. 传道书第九章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10.
传道书九章第十节。
Ecclesiastes 9:10.
第十节，凡你手所当做的事，要尽力去做，因为在你所闭气的阴间，没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。
Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going.
我们活在这个世界上的时间，是的，它是短暂的。
Our time on this earth really is a short period.
是的，它是暂时的。
And it's a temporary existence.
很多时候暂时的通常是不重要的。
Often, we will consider temporary things aren't that important.
但是我们这个短暂的人生其实也很重要。
But actually, our short period, our short life,is still very important.
有一些我们应该做的事情，这里告诉我们要尽力的、努力的去做。
There are some things that we should be doing, and it tells us here to do it with all your might.
否则的话，就太迟了。
Otherwise, it will be too late.
传福音要趁着现在传福音。
Evangelism needs to be done now.
服事神要趁现在来服事神。
Serving God needs to be done now.
领受救恩要趁现在来领受救恩。
And receiving God's grace should be done now too.
所以事实上，短暂的人生是有一些很重要的事情必须要去做。
So actually, in our temporary existence, there are many things that are important that we need to do.
所以要信，要得救恩，要趁现在，不要太迟了。
To receive salvation, we need to start now before it's too late.
我们要帮助人来得救，也要趁现在，不然就太迟了。
If we're to help others to come receive grace, we also need to do it now before it's too late.
我们侍奉神也要趁现在，不要太迟了。
And to serve and worship God, we also need to do it while we can now.
我们将我们的人生做最好的投资。
We should
invest.
We could consider we should invest the best way to invest our life.
就是让自己能够得救。
Is to let ourselves receive salvation.
帮助别人能够得救。
And to help others to come to receive salvation.
这应该是人生一个很重要、很好的投资。
You can consider this is one of the best ways to use your life.
好的投资也不要太迟了。
And of course, if you're going for a good investment, you also can't be too late.
我们一起唱诗180首。
So let's turn to sing hymn 180.